Well, good morning, Sun City. Hope you're having a wonderful Sunday morning. El Paso, of course, is one of the 10 sunniest cities in the world, and I just love it here. I love the winters in El Paso. I came from Western Colorado before I moved here and just spent my life freezing over there during the winters. And it's like springtime in Colorado all winter long here in El Paso. I just love it. The warm sunshine. I know we had a cold spell or two, but that's every day for months in Colorado. It's freezing cold, but here in El Paso, the winters are just wonderful. And we are so dependent on sunlight. All life on Earth really depends on the sun. The sun, of course, is the closest star to the Earth. Even at a distance of 93 million miles away, its gravitational pull holds the Earth in orbit. It radiates light and heat or solar energy, which makes it possible for life on Earth to exist. Plants need sunlight to grow. Animals need sunlight to live. Humans need sunlight to live. We need plants for food and the oxygen they produce. And without heat from the sun, the Earth would freeze. There would be no winds, ocean currents, or clouds to transport water. You know, have you ever heard that vitamin D is called the sunshine vitamin? You know, we live in the sunshine city, and vitamin D is called the sunshine vitamin. And even though we live in Sun City, most of us are very low on vitamin D. In fact, research shows that most Americans in general are low on vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. Why do they call it that? It's because when our skin is exposed to the sun, it can manufacture its own vitamin D. A Yale dermatologist, in fact, he's the chief of dermatology surgery at Yale, David Leffel, he says when we each have vitamin D receptor cells that through a chain of reactions, starting with conversion of cholesterol in the skin, produce vitamin D3 when they're exposed to ultraviolet B or UVB from the sun. So we convert sunlight into vitamin D. And according to Healthline.com, I read that vitamin D has three key research-based benefits. Number one, it fights disease, and that'll be important in our talk here in a minute. Number two, it reduces depression. And number three, it boosts weight loss. And this article goes on to warn us about the problems of vitamin D deficiency. Almost all of us, again, lack exposure to the sunlight so much so that many doctors are now recommending a dose of at least 5,000 units of vitamin D3 per day. Now, the benefits of vitamin D3 for COVID-19 treatment and as a prophylaxis, that's like a prevention strategy, are incredible. I want to refer you to vdmeta.com. That's vdmeta.com. Look this up for yourself. You just have to see these 59 studies, all done in like the last 6 months, all put together. The research outcomes show an incredible positive benefit against COVID-19. In fact, 94% of the studies to date report positive effects of vitamin D3 against COVID. Overall 63% improvement in treatment for COVID, a 69% improvement in mortality results, and all the sufficiency studies together, a 55% overall improvement. That's incredible. So if you aren't taking vitamin D right now, you might want to talk to your doctor about taking a good dose of that. It's the sunshine vitamin. And that leads us into our message. The title of the message this week is called The Light of Life. You know, Jesus is called the light over and over again in Scripture. The light of life. You know, from the very beginning, God created light. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and then he created light. And light gives life to the earth, the sun gives light to the earth, and the Son of God is called the light of the world. And he gives light to everyone coming into the world. So we can't live physically without the sun light shining on us, and we can't live spiritually without the Son of God's light shining on us. Now let's talk about that more for a minute. In Luke 1, verse 78, it says, "Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us." So he's talking about the coming of Jesus like the sunrise. Now, last night, during the night, we heard sirens racing all around our house and our neighborhood. There was a criminal on the loose, okay? And the police were chasing him. And then at about, 5 o'clock this morning, we heard rattling on our door like somebody was trying to get in our house. And so I went out and I looked around and I didn't see anything. But then as the sunrise came up over the Franklin Mountains to the east, we live over on the west side, and we saw the sunrise coming up over the east. And then it's like when the sunlight shone down on everything, all the scary shadows went away. And now it felt very peaceful. And there are police out there. They had barricades on the street. And we stopped one of the officers, and he said they were looking for a gun that the suspect had thrown. And they asked, they were actually looking in our yard for the gun. So at night, people usually commit crime. I've studied crime all my life. I've worked in criminal justice all of my career. And I've studied about this. I've studied about crime and crime patterns. And most crime happens in the dark. And what is the dark? The dark is merely the absence of light. The earth turns away from the light and enters into the dark. And that's what happens in our lives. When we turn away from Christ and the light of life, only darkness is left. That's what sin is. It's darkness. It's where Christ isn't. It's the things that Christ is not involved in. That is sin. So Matthew 4:16, it says, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." It's like the light coming up over the Franklin Mountains. When Jesus came into the world, the light was dawning on the world because he was going to bring salvation to everyone. In John chapter 1, verse 4, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." John 1:7 says, "He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him." He, that's John the Baptist, he was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. Who was the light? Jesus was the light. Jesus was the true light which, coming into the world, enlightens every man. John 3:19 says, "And this is the condemnation." So you want to know how the judgment of God works? This is how it works. That light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So Jesus is the light of the world. He comes into the world, but people reject him. We talked last week about the Ten Commandments, how people curse the name of Jesus. Instead of embracing Jesus, they use his name as a curse word to express their disgust. Instead of blessing God, they curse God. They use God's name as a curse word almost every day. "For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed." That's John 3:20. And John 3:21 goes on and says, "But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God." In John 11, verse 10, it says, "But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." One time I was sleeping at 1 o'clock in the morning. This was back in Colorado. And there was a parking lot near our house. And I, all of a sudden, about one in the morning, I heard screaming, just like bloody murder screaming coming from this dark parking lot. So I grabbed my gun. I went out there, and it was so dark I couldn't see anything, but there was a police car parked by the parking lot with the lights on, and I heard just somebody screaming, and it sounded like an officer had been stabbed or shot. And I didn't hear a gunshot, so I thought maybe an officer was hurt and was stabbed. So I ran over into the dark, and it was dark, and I looked, and there was an officer lying on top of a suspect with had him in an armbar, and the suspect was the one screaming. And so it wasn't until the light shined down just a little bit from the street lights that I could see what was going on and then help the officer resolve the situation. And so just a little bit of light can help resolve and clarify things. And many people just don't have any light in their lives. They're stumbling at night. So they're going around doing evil things. And then that's when the police have to be really on guard and watching. We're so glad we have law enforcement in our communities enforcing the laws and out there putting their lives at risk to enforce the laws for those that walk in darkness. They commit crime at night. And they have to bring their flashlights and shine light on it and try to expose what they're doing. So again, John 11:10 says, "But if one walks in the night, he stumbles because the light is not in him." In John 12:35 and 36 it says, "So Jesus said to them, for a little while longer the light is among you. Walk while you have the light, so that darkness will not overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he goes. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of the light." These things Jesus spoke, and he went away and hid himself from them. He hid himself from them after he said that. Sometimes you might feel like Jesus is hiding from you. Heard some people say, "God is just, my life is so dark." I had a lady tell me this week, she was talking to a friend of hers, and her friend said, "I feel like God is just abandoning me, that he's hiding from me, that I'm so, my life is so dark, I'm in darkness, and I cry out to him and he's not there." And they just feel like God has left them, but she's not willing to let go of the darkness. And she wonders why. She won't come into the light because her deeds are evil. So she wonders why she can't have light and darkness at the same time. You've got to choose. You can't have the light on and off at the same time. You have to pick one or the other. You got to choose Jesus or you got to choose the world. What's it going to be? My younger son had a dream once. And he was listening to the Bible at night, and he was listening, I think it was to John chapter 12, and he said he fell asleep, and he said in his dream, he heard Jesus say to him, "Silas, will you choose to follow me, or are you going to follow after the world?" And he said, "I choose you, Lord." And it's just so beautiful to choose the light. He would be asking you the same thing. Will you choose him, or will you choose the world? Will you choose the light or will you choose darkness? John 12:46 says, "I have come as a light into the world so that everyone who believes in me will not remain in darkness." I love that, but shall have the light of life. 1 John 2:8 says, "On the other hand, I'm writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining." The true light. Who is the true light? Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." Acts 26:23 that says that Christ was to suffer and that by reason of his resurrection from the dead, he would be the first to proclaim light both to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, "In whose case the God of this world," talking about Satan, you know, Satan is called the God of this world. He's the prince and power of darkness. He's the darkness. "In whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God." I'm reminded when I read this verse of John Newton. Now, you all know the song Amazing Grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. John Newton wrote those words. You know who he was? In the late 18th century, he was a slave trader. He would go and actually kidnap slaves from their own country in Africa and bring them over to Britain, as slaves. And he said that 20,000 slaves died in his slave ships. They would dive in these miserable, horrible conditions. After they're kidnapped, they're all bunched together and they die. And he didn't care. He was a profane, horrible man until he found Jesus. The light of life came into him. And he found Jesus. And you know, after he found Jesus, he renounced slavery and he helped mentor William Wilberforce. Now, remember the name of William Wilberforce? He was the one who led the charge to get rid of slavery in Great Britain without shedding a drop of blood. They didn't have to have a civil war like we did. They did it through the political process. They warred politically, and he warred for over 30 years trying to rid the stench of slavery from Great Britain, and ultimately he succeeded. And it was the light of Christ in both William Wilberforce and his mentor, John Newton. And John Newton wrote the words, "I was blind, but now I see," when he was actually physically blind. But he sees the true light. He didn't have eyes then. But when he could see, he was blind to Christ. But when he was blind, he could see Christ in his life, and he got forgiveness of sins. If God can forgive John Newton, God can forgive you. If God can bring the light of Jesus Christ into the life of John Newton, I can assure you that God can bring life into your life. He can bring light to you as well. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness?" So maybe you're in a relationship, or you know someone who's in a relationship with an unbeliever, or maybe you're making an unbeliever your business partner, or you're yoking together with them somehow. Scripture says, don't do that. What communion has light with darkness? That's why we need to fellowship in church. You really need a church fellowship, whether it's you choose Grace Chapel or another Bible-believing church in El Paso. You really need to be in fellowship with other believers, because that is how we'll talk here in a few minutes, but about how God is shining his light through other believers to us. But if we don't fellowship, we're missing out on the light of other believers. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, it says, "For God, who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ." Isn't that beautiful? In the face of Christ. If you want to know who the Father is, look at the Son. Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." And he is the Father of lights, we read in James. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no turning nor shadow of variation. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is wonderful. He's a counselor. He's the Prince of Peace. And he will bring peace to your life. Matthew 17:2 says, "And he was transfigured before them, and his face," this is Jesus, "his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light." Acts 22:9 says, "And those who were with me saw the light, to be sure, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me." So this light shone down and enlightened Saul, who became Paul and wrote a third of the New Testament. He saw the light of Jesus Christ, and he bowed the knee, and he called Jesus Lord. What about you? Will you bow the knee to the light of life and call Jesus Lord and follow him and treat him as Lord? Matthew 5:14 says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden." If you have the light of Jesus Christ in you, we are now the body of Christ. We are to be lights to this dark world. Matthew 5:15 says, "Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house." Jesus is saying, "Let your light shine before men," in verse 16, "that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were once in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." It says, "Put on the armor of light." Therefore, he says, "Awake, you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Awake! Arise! Christ will give you life. You don't need to lay in your bed depressed anymore. Get up out of bed. Go outside, take a walk, and praise the Lord. Believe in Him. Awake, let's rise. Let's live in Christ. Philippians 2:15 says that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Colossians 1:12 says, giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. In the light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. If we believe in Him, if we are truly sons of the Most High God, sons and daughters, then we are the light. We are in the light. We are sons of the light. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Life and immortality in Christ. James 1:17, I mentioned this before, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. 1 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 2 Peter 1:19, and so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. 1 John 1:5 says, this is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. You know, some people say Jesus, you know, maybe He could have sinned. Actually, He was proven to be pure and holy. He had no darkness in Him. There was no darkness in Him at all. Satan tempted Him, and He shone through, His holiness shone through. All the temptation that Satan did, what it accomplished, was it showed that Jesus is pure gold. For 1 John 1:7 says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ His Son cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 2:8 says, again, a new commandment I write to you, which thing is true in Him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. He who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. If you think you're in the light, but you have hatred towards somebody in your life, you're not in the light, you're walking in darkness. You've got to forgive. Come to the light, forgive. I know people hurt you. We've all been hurt, but we've got to forgive. People take advantage of you. You feel that hate. Put off the hate. Trust in Christ. He will give you the love of God. He'll help you to love your enemies and to bless those who curse you. He who loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. Revelation 21:23. The Bible's concluding with the light. The city had no need for the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Jesus is going to be the light of the world someday, forever. Revelation 21:24, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory and honor into it. Revelation 22:5, there shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. So what's the conclusion of it all? Romans 13:12. The night is far spent, people. The night is over. Let's be done with it. Let's be done with the deeds of darkness. The day is at hand. The sun is coming up in your life, in your hearts. Put off the depression. Get up out of bed. Live for Christ. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. May God bless you this week, El Paso. Live and walk in the light of Jesus Christ. Don't walk in darkness anymore. May God give you light.